signed on.
Well, the Senate Finance Committee meeting to order on this St. Patrick's Day. We're in the capital city, Juneau, Alaska, Senate Finance Committee room. It's a couple of minutes after 9 a.m. Senator Olson is excused. Chairman Stedman is here. Senator Keel, Senator Merrick, Senator Kaufman, and Senator Cronk. Today's agenda, we have one item on the agenda today. The Office of Management and Budget will be presenting the Governor's amendments. Lacey Sanders, the Director of OMB, please come to the table, identify yourself, and give us your presentation.
Thank you, Chair Hoffman. Good morning. For the record, my name is Lacey Sanders. I am the Director of the Office of Management and Budget for the Office of the Governor. And today I will be presenting an overview of amendments that were transmitted both on March 15th and March 13th last week for the legislature's consideration. So beginning on slide two, once again, we have an updated version of the fiscal summary that incorporates those amendments that were transmitted for both the supplemental budget and for the governor's proposed budget. This fiscal summary also incorporates the changes that were released last week in the Department of Revenue's spring forecast. So revenue at the top has been adjusted to account for that spring forecast. Today I'm going to start at a high level, just walking through overall the amount of changes that were submitted to the legislature for consideration. And then on the following slides, I'll touch on the items individually so that we can work through each one of what each one was and the reason behind them. So for fiscal year 2025, there were three sets of amendments submitted, one in the fast track supplemental bill totaling $2.7 million. There were three amendments submitted to the supplemental operating normal supplemental budget for $4.5 million and one item that is a $0 item in the capital budget for a total of $7.2 million in unrestricted general funds. They are incorporated into the expenditures portion of the fiscal summary and bring the overall deficit here at the bottom to $164.7 million. In the governor's fiscal year 2026 proposed budget, the primary amendments under the operating budget had to do with both the Department of Agriculture being established through the Executive Order 136 and salary adjustments for a grand total of $15 million, of which $13.9 million is unrestricted general funds. And again, I'll walk through each one of these on the following slides. And in the capital budget, each year the governor's proposed budget that comes out in December includes the state transportation plan estimates. And later in the process, in the amendment process, the administration brings forward the allocations for the statewide transportation program and aligns the federal revenue and the other receipts that are necessary for that program. So there are capital amendments, a quite lengthy spreadsheet in your packets, outlining those allocations. Those amendments total $223 million, and of that, zero is unrestricted general funds. Incorporating those amendments, the overall deficit at this point totals $1.648 billion. And again, as has been discussed in previous committee hearings, the proposed governor's budget continues to draw on the Constitutional Budget Reserve Fund. Okay. Any questions? Okay. Seeing none, I will move on to the next slide, and we'll walk through the details that are in the amendments. So the first, on slide three, we have the operating FY26 governor's amendments. These are these all are related to salary adjustments down below, I should probably start at the top. Under March 5th, there is a reduction of $2.7 million. This is for the Executive Order 136 establishing the Department of Agriculture. In a previous round of amendments, the administration had proposed adding 13 new positions. After further discussion and evaluation, we have come back and we are pulling that amendment back, and we have come up with an alternative approach to standing up the department by utilizing existing vacant positions in the budget and transferring those from the Department of Natural Resources into the Department of Agriculture. So this $2.7 million is no longer needed.
On that topic, after we go through this FY26 fiscal year, what will be the ongoing obligations for this new ag department?
Chair Hoffman, right now, the current cost that's established, and I'm off the top of my head, it's about $9 million. That would be the cost that would be to continue the Department of Agriculture. The governor would like the department to go through an evaluation of all of the existing programs and functions that are completed by the Division of Agriculture currently and outline what the priorities are and what the uses of existing resources will be to meet those priorities.
And the number of positions?
To the chair, Senator Hoffman, it would remain the same, and we would continue to evaluate whether the existing positions are sufficient to do the work that's needed. If there's any new proposals, those would be new proposals for work to be completed or new tasks. Those would be brought before the legislature.
Thank you.
Yep. So moving down the slide under March 13th, the amendments proposed for the Department of Corrections. The Department of Corrections collective bargaining agreement for the Alaska Correctional Officers Association resulted in an interest arbitration award that issued and provided 11% increases for those members for FY 2026. As you can see, it totals $14.4 million total. Under the Department of Education and Early Development, the collective bargaining agreement for the Teachers Education Association Mount Edgecom, or TEAM, resulted in an increase of a median of 5.46% for fiscal year 2026, 2.5% for 2027, and a 0 to 5% increase based on CPIU for Anchorage for fiscal year 2028. This results in a $167,000 increase for fiscal year 26, and of that, $24.2 million is unrestricted general funds. Under the university, the University of Alaska and United Academics collective bargaining agreement was completed and includes a 2.75% increase for 26, a 3% increase for fiscal year 27, and a 3.25% increase for 2028. This totals $3.2 million in 26, a total of that $2.3 million in unrestricted general funds. And I just want to note the state is continuing to work on the 6 remaining collective bargaining units that are outstanding. The university also has one item that is pending approval by the Board of Regents for the university's academics adjuncts, and we will be bringing those as they complete those negotiations for the legislature's consideration. Happy to take any questions.
Any questions? Please proceed.
Thank you. So in the capital budget for fiscal year 2026, as I noted earlier, each year in amendments, the administration puts forward the submission of the allocations under the state transportation program. The appropriation or the total appropriation allocates underneath it all of the different projects associated with the state transportation program. This year there has been an increase or the addition of advanced construction projects, and when you note in attachment B, you'll see each of the listed items in parentheses at the beginning will be noted with an AC to identify those advanced construction projects. This request increases statutory designated program receipts for $7.7 million and an additional $215 million of federal receipt authority to ensure that the program is fully funded. And that is the only item under the capital budget. So, questions? No? Okay.
Please proceed.
Moving on to slide number five, the supplemental items within the amendments. First, there are two amendments under the Department of Corrections. One is, as we noted in our last round of amendments, the Community Residential Center's contracts were finalized for the Tundra Center in Bethel and the Seaside Center in Nome. This results in an increase of $2 million for fiscal year 2025, and as noted, corresponding increases were submitted earlier for fiscal year 2026. In addition, there is an increase of approximately $2.5 million for physical health care in the Department of Corrections due to the number of individuals that are entering the Department of Corrections with significant complex and fragile medical conditions. The costs associated with 24/7 booking and having adequate staffing levels has resulted in a need for additional personal services costs. We're addressing personal services through overtime and bringing on additional staff to ensure that our inmates are cared for. Under health, it's noted as a zero. This Department of Health item is a lapse extension, so it's a prior appropriation for the homeless information system, and it extends the appropriation for an additional year to allow the department to complete that work. And then under special appropriations, this is a fast-track supplemental that is being requested. Given the urgency surrounding the retirement and benefits contributions that were not made. So as many of you are familiar with, there was a security breach which delayed deposits of both employee contributions and earnings into the retirement accounts. The Division of Retirement and Benefits has worked with a contractor to both identify the payroll contributions that are needed to be made into the accounts and is working on getting those deposited. And the state is responsible for the lost interest earnings associated with those payroll contributions. It's estimated to be approximately $2.7 million. Given the urgency, this is requested as a fast-track supplemental to get the money into those accounts as quickly as possible. And before the end of the fiscal year is the goal.
Senator Kaufman.
Thank you, Chair Hoffman. Director Sanders, could you describe the process to arrive at this figure? Is it reflective of market performance, or is it kind of an arbitrary calculation?
Through the Chair, Senator Kaufman, and we can follow up with these documents for the committee that outline the process that was determined. So there is the contractor utilized payroll for preceding payrolls that were supposed to be deposited, and then utilized a model a calculator, so to speak, on the U.S. Department of Labor's website that allocates interest earned. And so lost interest earnings will be applied to everyone equally using that calculator that generates the amount that should be deposited. And again, I have extensive backup. I came prepared to talk about it, but I'm not an expert in this area, so we'll make sure you guys get a copy of that calculation.
Senator Kaufman.
Yes, thank you. So thank you for that. I would like to be able to explain it to constituents that have asked me about the problem. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Kaufman. Please continue.
All right. Those are the items within the operating supplementals. If there are no further questions.
Mr. Chairman.
Oh,
Senator Keel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ms. Sanders, just back on the community residential centers, we should call them halfway houses. I know that Department of Corrections has been working intensively on renegotiating, re-upping lots of contracts. And this amendment is fairly substantial. It's not quite 10% of the CRC budget. Can you tell us what percentage of the beds roughly, or how many do we have left? How many are behind us? I know that we saw some increased costs last year. We've got some increased costs this year. How far along are we in the process?
Senator Hoffman, if I might ask for Lifeline? We'll have to follow up with you. I don't have that answer off the top of my head.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you, Senator Keel. We'll get back to the committee and we'll give that information to the committee members.
All right. So the last slide under capital supplementals, there is a request for a scope change. This is related to the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs Interior Alaska Veterans Cemetery in the Fairbanks area. There is a prior appropriation, approximately $95,000, that was specific in the appropriation to ditch mitigation. This scope change allows the department to move forward with design and other costs with establishing that Fairbanks Cemetery. And with that, those are the items. Again, as I noted, there are substantial spreadsheets in the back of the packets, attachments A through D, outlining those changes, and I'm happy to take any additional questions.
Are there any other questions from Ms. Lacey Sanders? Senator Keel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ms. Sanders, maybe just going back to the STIP changes, you noted that the first couple of dozen projects there are under the advanced construction category, and I think if I eyeballed it right, it looks like we're gonna AC $350-400 million. Do you have an actual number on that one?
Through the chair, Senator Keel, it's about $315 million, less off the top of my head.
Okay.
Yes.
Senator Keel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I know in the past we've tried to use that cautiously. Some years we've tried to pay down the amount of AC balance because we're effectively borrowing it from a future year's transportation allotment from the feds. Can you just help us with the thinking behind building up that AC balance and getting $315 million more into that category?
Through the chair, Senator Keel, I'm not an expert in the state transportation program or the STIP, so I'm going to give my high-level analysis, and we can ask for a lifeline if that doesn't answer your question. But based on the conversations that have been surrounding transportation and the need in the economy to get additional projects on out and ready for approval, and for the Department of Transportation to have that flexibility to move forward, it gives a boost to the economy, and that was the thinking behind wanting to have that advanced construction move forward.
Senator Keel.
So is this one about, I guess the question in, again, high-level terms, is this one more about getting projects out on the street this summer, or is this one more about having enough projects on the shelf that we get the fall reallocation from the feds?
To ask for a lifeline. If possible, I can have Director Pannone join.
Please identify yourself for the record and proceed with your answer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, Dom Pannone, Director of Program Management and Administration at DOT. And through the chair, Senator Keel, this additional request is about responding to the industry and the public and reflecting what's in our STIP. So this is for federal fiscal year 26, which is then not this summer's construction season, but next summer's construction season. And as Director Sanders said, this does provide the department flexibility to advance or kind of increase our throughput in that year. And it's an opportunity for the legislature to weigh in on that policy call and whether or not it's the will to have the department do that. Currently, our Amendment 2 will address this construction season's throughput of projects. So this is not related to this construction season.
Okay. Senator Keel.
Thanks.
Thank you, Senator Keel. Are there further questions of Ms. Lacey Sanders? Seeing none, thank you for that presentation. That concludes the work for the committee today. So tomorrow we will begin again at 9 a.m. We are going to be hearing from the University of Alaska on their deferred maintenance list. With that, we are adjourned.